Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, on June the 7th, we'll all be voting in the local and European elections, but in Limerick, there will be another item on the ballot paper, the chance to vote for a directly elected mayor. It's an exercise, depending on how it goes, which could well be replicated in many other parts of the country. Nigel Dugdale is a reporter with Limerick Live 95. Nigel, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Is this a vote for... Will the mayor just cover the city of Limerick, or will it let those powers encroach into any parts of the county?
No, and I think that's one of the most important things about this directly elected mayor. It's a directly elected mayor for Limerick City and County. Remember, the city and county councils merged a number of years ago. So what you look at politically is an entire county. So the county of Limerick will have the Ireland's first directly elected mayor as of the 7th of June this year.
Okay, and what powers will that mayor have?
So there's been a lot of talk around this. So it is the first time we're seeing this in Ireland. You know, Dublin have always been very Dublin-centric in terms of how they keep their hands on power in Ireland. So now that we are voting for this, they've had to relinquish some of the power. So under the legislation that's been drafted and signed off by the president recently, the mayor will now take on a number of executive functions in areas such as strategic development, housing and building, road transport and environmental services. But the key point of this as well is that the mayor will also be enabled to meet with government ministers during the year. They'll participate in a number of mayoral government consultative forums. So really what you're looking at here, and it's been described to me as a minister for Limerick. And if it works, if over the five-year term, which is what it is, if the mayor works in Limerick and possibly rolls out elsewhere, you might see more powers being released over time.
Yeah. Now, I assume at the moment, Limerick as a county manager, how's that going to work out when there's a mayor elected?
So the mayor will be the top dog, so to speak. The county manager will become a director general within the local authority. They will have to work together. Also, you remember as well that the councillors that you see within the council chamber, they will also pretty much stay the same. So the mayor will now have to form strong relationships with councillors and with the council staff, and also work alongside the new director general within the local authority structure. So you are looking at a number of different entities having to work together. And, you know, if you see a visionary mayor coming in and wanting to change things and shake things up, you could well start to see a number of people saying, hold on a minute, we don't want this. So I think there's going to be a lot of hand-holding for the first couple of months.
Yeah, but if the mayor has kind of executive powers, is there a need for a chief executive?
Well, that's a big question. And I suppose the way that I'm hearing within the structures at the moment is that, you know, local authorities have worked around the country the same way for many, many years. I mean, if you take a director general or a chief executive out and throw in a directly elected mayor who could be a radical mayor, you really are changing things very quickly. So I suppose this is baby steps into a new role. And over time, you may well see that director general role being taken out of the equation. But the director general will be still in charge of the whole hiring and firing of staff. The mayor will be bringing an agenda to the table and hopefully getting that within the first 100 days. By the way, the mayor has to come up with his programme for mayoralty, and that will be then signed off by council. So, you know, I suppose it's as I said, it's that hand-holding thing for the first couple of years.
Yeah. Now, like most parts of the country, housing would be an issue there. Would the mayor have powers to actually build houses? Would the funding be there to do that kind of thing?
Well, that's where, well, it's, so the funding is not being provided to, so the mayor has a €152,000 per year salary, and you are looking, I think, at about an €8 million budget per annum. That's a mayoral budget. So if you work it out over the five-year term, you're probably talking about 40 million. Mm. So it's not a lot of money. So in answer to your question, no, but they do have incredibly strong lobbying power. Remember, these people that are elected, they will be elected by the people of Limerick, so they have a mandate. So if they come with very strong lobbying ability and negotiation powers, they can go to Dublin and say, look, this is what I need for Limerick. And that's where potentially you might start to see drip feed of further things for Limerick. But in answer to your question, do they have the money to go and build houses tomorrow? No, they would need to negotiate that fund.
Yeah, Cork and Waterford and Limerick all had plebiscites on this, and Limerick was the only one to pass it. Was there a suspicion the government thought that no one would vote to have a vote on a mayor?
Well, at the time, you see, Cork, Waterford and Limerick, you might have expected Cork as the Republic of Cork to maybe say, do you know what, we're going to go and we're going to be the new capital. But they said no. We and Waterford said no also. Limerick went with a 52.4% yes vote. So it was a narrow yes, but it was a yes. And at the time, because it was narrow and because I don't think privately people anywhere expected it to pass, there was, oh, okay, what do we do next? So we've had 5 years where we've been talking and talking and talking about having legislation to be drafted for the role. And luckily, in recent months, we had a Limerick Minister of State, Kieran O'Donnell, who was in the Department of Housing. He got the legislation over the line finally. It went through the various phases in the Dáil and Shannon. And now the President has signed it off. So it is fact, it's happening. And Limerick will be the first. And you've probably seen Dublin of late been discussing with within citizens' forums about, you know, do they want it? And certainly they've put across the point that if they were to get it, they want a mayor with full power. So yeah. Limerick will be the test bed, I would imagine.
Yeah, and certainly it seems from the list of candidates that it is viewed in political terms as a promotion, in that we have some sitting TDs running for, and presumably they can't hold both posts, but running to be mayor of Limerick.
Well, we have 13 candidates at the moment, but yes, you are correct. We have a number of sitting TDs. We have a number of sitting councillors who also would have ambitions to be TDs. You've and then you have one or two independents, three independents who are now in the race. So you have a total of 13 candidates at the moment, which does make it very difficult. Here with Live 95, what we've been doing is creating a portal on our website to try and capture as much information as possible on the mayoralty. It is difficult to have things like full debates with candidates when you've 13 candidates. And remember as well, you also, on the day of the election, you will be voting for European candidates, local election candidates, and for our directly elected mayor. And the point that we're trying to make at the moment is that the mayoral election is very different to the local elections. You might well find people voting for one party in the local elections, but feel that their mayoral candidate should be of a different party or a different stance. So it's a muddied waters in terms of trying to get the clarity across to people at the moment.
Fascinating stuff. Nigel, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Nigel Dugdale there, reporter with Limerick's Live 95.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.